Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Stay tuned. My Dad and Generations is next.
We want to thank Fast Track Steel Buildings for sponsoring Generations today. If your church or school is looking to expand, call Fast Track at 303-797-0991. They have buildings perfect for churches, gymnasiums, agricultural barns, riding arenas, and more. Call for a free brochure, 303-797-0991, and get your project started on the right track with Fast Track. 303-797-0991.
Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm a pastor. I'm executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. But the reason I'm on the air, I'm a father of five. My daughter, Emily, is in studio with us today. And we are excited that this program, Generations, is growing. We have folks from 24 different countries tuning in to us, 47 different states, primarily through our webcast at kevinswanson.com. God has been good to this program. We're in discussions to put this program into national markets. So we would encourage your prayers in that regard. Well, out here in Colorado, apparently we are building a monument to a guy who committed suicide. Yep, that's what we're doing. A 153-foot monument to a guy who committed suicide, Hunter S. Thompson. Yes, the writer Hunter S. Thompson, celebrating nihilism. Nihilism, of course, meaning that there is no purpose in life, there is no meaning. And also celebrating the fact that you can break the sixth commandment. Now, that's what this guy did.
Of course, Hunter S. Thompson was living in Aspen. We all know they have a lot of dollars in Aspen.
A lot of dollars.
Not a lot of sense.
A lot of dollars, not much sense. That's true. You know, Hemingway did the same thing. He blew his own brains out with his best shotgun.
Well, you wouldn't want to use your second best for such a job.
Let me encourage you, folks. Please do not adopt the worldview of somebody who blows his brains out with his own shotgun.
Well, no, if you adopt his worldview, you'll probably end up blowing your own brains out.
Hunter S. Thompson, Ernest Hemingway, these are the guys who are the heroes of the modern age. They're not our heroes. And, folks, we're going to talk about the issue of exercise today. And, Dave, you know that exercise is important. About 15 minutes after I turned 40, about 15 minutes, I kid you not, it was almost immediately, I turned 40, and I could feel just a little roll of flab rolling over my belt. I'm no different than anybody else. My metabolism slowed down immediately. I turned 40. Metabolism went to pot. I could eat maybe a third of what I used to eat. And so anyway, I was talking to Doug Phillips. He met him at the Father Son retreat last weekend, and he is buff. I mean, I could not believe the guy is buff. He told me he's been working out. He's doing 500 push-ups a day.
500?
500 push-ups. Knuckle push-ups down to his chest. He showed me. I did two of them.
Okay, you just got 498 more to go to match Mr. Phillips.
Exactly. Well, we started the program this week, 3 days ago. We got up at 6 o'clock every morning. We've been doing it 3 days in a row. We're cooking now.
How many are you up to?
27.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good improvement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the subject is exercise. How do we bring exercise into the homeschool? How do you bring exercise into your family, and how important is it? Dave and Debbie Kemp from PE Plus is next on Generations. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month. Yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others. Or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The program is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. This is Nuts and Bolts Friday. Today, the role of exercise in our lives. And I have Dave and Debbie Kemp from PE Plus in studio with me today. And, you know, it's interesting, Dave. I started out on a new exercise program. We've been at it for 4 days now. I've done 27 push-ups this morning, 70 leg lifts, and 1 mile walk. So I do it in about 30 minutes. This is the fourth time, though, in about 2 years that we've started an exercise program, and it just went to the dogs. It's hard to establish the habit, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm really into the whole idea of natural fitness, natural exercise, things that work with your family. I like the idea of walking a lot. Our Lord, that's one of the big things he did to stay in shape, obviously, is walk. He didn't take the chariot.
Yeah.
He walked on purpose, I believe.
Yeah. So it needs to be a part of our lives. We have to think exercise. We have to think move. Most of us are desk warriors, and you get your child into the school, and they're sitting studying for six, seven hours out of a day. We've got to learn how to move.
I definitely agree. And I think, you know, service projects, go out as a family and paint a house or rake the neighbor's yard, a little old lady down the street that needs help, and together you can get your exercise, stay physically fit, doing things like that.
And how much of dominion work, you know, just taking care of life, taking care of your house, involves physical labor.
Yes.
You can let the whole garden go to seed easily. You can let the lawn go to seed. But, you know, a little outside labor can keep the blood rolling.
I definitely agree. And, you know, sometimes we hire everything out. I paint houses in the summertime, and I have great business doing that and no problem getting work because everybody hires that out now. Very few people will go out and paint their own house.
All right, Dave, let's talk about the biblical basis for exercise. It is important. God thinks it's important. Why?
Well, I'd start out with the whole idea of the scripture in Deuteronomy. Right before the, you know, what we consider the homeschooling scripture in Deuteronomy 6, it says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And I want to emphasize the whole idea of strength. Sometimes we leave that out. We're supposed to love our God with everything we have, I think, physically, too. So I think that would indicate the idea of taking care of your temple, you know, using your that aspect of your body.
And, you know, there isn't a person alive that you talk to that hasn't started a little exercise. And they say, you know, I'm getting more out of the day. I can accomplish so much more. I have so much more strength and vitality for a day if I can just do that 20 minutes of exercise in the morning.
I totally agree. Yeah, whatever. And like you were saying, I like the idea of walking or something that naturally fits with your family or taking a bike ride or going out and hiking or like we're talking about, some kind of service project.
And the body itself is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I think people think the most important part of life is the mind or the soul, but God says our body is important too. He made that body, didn't he?
I agree. And it says in 1 Timothy 4:8, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. And that's one of the things we founded our program on, is that it is of some benefit.
Yeah, it is of some benefit. You know, there is a ditch on the other side as well, though. If you think about it, Dave, there are people who idolize the body. You know, they're always looking for that next little ripple for their muscles and all the rest. And so the body becomes kind of an idol. That's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I really like the scripture we just read, 1 Timothy 4:8. It's the whole idea of putting the body in the proper priority, proper focus. It's not to be the top focus, and it is a lot of times in our society, you know, and sports can get way out of hand too. But I think it has a proper place, and it's a way to reach people too. Because so many people are involved in sports, it's a way to reach people for Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Dave Kemp from PE Plus. Dave, you've been at this for some time. How long have you been working with physical education?
Well, I taught 19 years in public school right here in Douglas County. Mostly at the elementary level, and then this will be the start of the seventh year of PE Plus. We've been doing PE with homeschoolers and just loving it.
How many children do you have involved in the programs?
Last year we had 370 different parts of the cities. We go to Colorado Springs, Castle Rock. We meet 2 days a week, Aurora, Littleton, and we're looking at expanding out in South Jefferson County.
All right, now, when it comes to exercise, it requires a certain amount of discipline. I've noticed this myself. It's hard to discipline the body to do this sort of thing. How do you train a child to be disciplined in this physical sense?
Well, I think, first of all, with not only children but anybody, you have to give them vision. You have to, why people perish for lack of vision. You have to have the idea of the benefit of the goodness and God's plan, the way he designed you. Another good scripture I like to quote is in 1 Corinthians 9. It talks about running to win, boxing with a purpose, and disciplining your body. So right there in the scriptures, it's clear the whole idea of trying to keep your body in the proper shape.
Debbie, what's your take on this?
One of the things we love to do is really teach kids to love activity. And some of the things we like to do, introduce to kids that I think are getting lost in our society, are some of the old-fashioned games that we played and our grandparents played. So we really like to give kids a lot of opportunities, exposure to a lot of different activities, and that helps them find their niche. Some kids, it's roller skating. Some kids, we did a jump rope clinic with some kids, and the girls just loved it, all the old rhymes and some of the different things. Boys, that's a quick and easy one too. Boys can take boys and girls can take jump ropes when you travel. Doesn't take hardly any space. For boys, it's often training for football, wrestling, boxing, and things like that. And if you introduce that to your kids that way, sometimes it gives them vision.
Wow, jump roping.
Yeah, if you watch
that. That's old-fashioned.
Yes.
Indeed.
If you watch the Rocky movies, what do you see Sylvester Stallone doing a lot of? It's jump roping. Great boxers were great jump ropers. It's a great way to stay fit. Try jump roping 5 minutes nonstop.
So the way you establish a habit is try to find something that works for you. It's got to be a niche for each individual child, because every child's an individual, and certain forms of education, physical education, will be more effective for some children versus others.
Yes, and as a family, once again, we're a great proponent of trying to keep the family together. A lot of times people are running all over doing different sports for different children, and it's tough on really trying to keep the family together and doing things as a family. And also I like the idea of doing something fun together instead of taking your kids to a baseball game or whatever track meet and watching them participate. I like doing something together, riding bikes together or, taking a walk together.
Well, and you can encourage each other, too, because, if you're going at it together and somebody starts to lag, and that's what happened this morning, I was lagging, the rest of the crowd were sort of hollering at me, come on, Dad, you can make it. You can make it, Dad. So that can be helpful, too. Well, how much exercise do you think people require, your average person?
Well, I can give you some rules of thumb, some ideas of working out. Normally, 3 times a week, you want to do something, at least 3 times a week. there's different kinds of fitness and workouts, aerobic, for instance. In other words, your heart and lungs, do that at least 3 times a week, 15 to 20 minutes nonstop. So, for instance, when you go out and take your walk, you want to go vigorously for that 15 or 20 minutes, or ride your bike, so on, nonstop. The heart is an amazing machine muscle that God created, and to make it stronger, you have to tax it nonstop.
How do you know when you've achieved an aerobic exercise? What are the signs?
You can look at your heart rate, test your heart rate, and it should be somewhere around 150 beats per minute, and a little higher for children, 180 beats per minute. You can do that by putting your 2 fingers across your throat and feeling your blood racing through your veins there. And look at a watch, and if you look at a watch for 6 seconds and then you multiply by 10, it'll give you a general idea.
What if you're sweating like a pig? Your heart is visibly moving your chest out.
Well, maybe too much. So okay. You back okay. off. And okay. A general rule of thumb, too, whenever you're doing something aerobic is if you can talk, then if you're getting a good workout but you can still talk, then you're within the guidelines. Your heart rate is not too high then. There's also the idea of muscle fitness and stretching. Those are the three areas I think break physical exercise down into that you really want to focus on, stretching and warm-ups. And by the way, that's just critical, Kevin. The older you get, the more you want to stretch and warm up. And now they're talking about, you know, a lot of times you'll come out and start stretching, but they're advising now that you actually do a little warm-up first. In other words, do some real easy jumping jacks or jog around real lightly or walk around quickly and then stretch for a few minutes and then get into your workout. For instance, what you did today, as far as walking, it was an aerobic workout. I hope you stretched some or warmed up before and after, because after your muscles are warmed up, that's prime time to stretch them. And
okay, I didn't know that.
Benefit afterwards. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's critical.
I didn't know that. You've got to do the stretches before and after.
When I was a student teaching to become a PE teacher, I went to UNC in Greeley, and the track coach up there was a great track coach, and he made his athletes stretch 15 to 20 minutes before practice and 15 to 20 minutes before a track workout, and the results showed. Also, the whole idea of muscle building, too. Obviously, when you're walking, you are doing some strengthening of your muscles. You want to, there's two different ends of that muscle building. There's endurance and power. And I think somewhere in the middle, a balance is good. In other words, a 100-yard dash man, somebody who ran a 100-yard dash, he would just strictly work on power, sprints, strength. Where a marathon runner would work on, it'd be a much different kind of workout that he would employ. And so I think somewhere in the middle is what you want. You want to be able to walk 15, 20 minutes at least. But at the same time, you want some strength in there so you can get up and take a little run real quick if you need to.
Let's talk about our children for a second, Dave. How much exercise does a 7-year-old require versus a 10-year-old? And, you know, it seems like we don't really exercise our 6- and 7-year-olds because they're exercising all the time.
Yeah, and see, that's the beauty, and that's part of what I believe in. You know, one of the ways kids develop is to play. Yeah. Play games. And they become strong and physically fit by playing games. That's why I think I'm such a proponent of the whole idea of PE or physical activity for kids. That is the way they develop. They develop by going out and working with mom and dad, but one of the ways they develop too, socially too, is to go out and play games with kids. And that's where they're going to get their exercise. For younger kids, I'm just a proponent of getting them together with other kids and letting them play. And then I think around 10, 11, 12, as they get a little bit older, then they can work into a more disciplined plan. But I think even emotionally and mentally, they're not quite ready for that. It's hard to take a 7-year-old out and say, come run with me 5 miles a day. There might be that rare exception of a child that could do that. But overall, that's really pushing things. They're not really ready for that.
And when you say playing games, I think there are a lot of kids out there going, yeah, games, video games.
No.
That's aerobic,
no,
isn't it?
Physical activity.
Folks, we have defined education on this program as preparation, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, and physically for life and eternity. Certainly, physical education fits into a proper education for a child. Today, we've been speaking with Dave and Debbie Kemp from PE Plus. And Dave, how can they contact you guys?
We have a website, peplus.org, peplus.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can contact PE Plus by going on web, peplus.org. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this program. Stay tuned. This is Generations.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son Daniel because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100 and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson, and we want to encourage you today to teach your children that their bodies are temples for the Holy Spirit. More than that, they should seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first. And of course, everything else is derivative, including physical exercise. Well, you can contact PE Plus by going to peplus.org on the web. That's peplus.org. And get in contact with Dave and Debbie Kemp. Let me encourage you also to consider one of our introductory seminars, which we bring on a monthly basis somewhere in the state of Colorado. It's the Homeschool Introductory Seminar, and you can schedule yourself in one of these seminars by calling 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK. Or check.org, CHEC.org on the web. That's CHEC.org. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin, at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles.
Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Looking for a wholesome and adventuresome vacation idea for your family? Join Worldview Academy's Bill Jack at Latigo Ranch during the week of September 25th. It's a perfect western vacation with mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. We've got special rates for this exclusive homeschool week. Kids who are under 13 will take 50% off their already reduced prices. Latigo Ranch is where you want to be. LaticoTrails.com or call 800-227-9655.
The reason I bring my family to Reformation Church is because of the strong preaching of the Word. Every week is and has been very insightful into the depths and riches of God's Word. I'm actually challenged again to grow deeper in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Reformation is also a body of believers who are warm, loving, and committed to the truth and to one another. It's a unique body of people who are very willing to stand up for their convictions. A group where the men of the congregation are actually leading their families, not perfectly, but truly are giving their best efforts to be true to what God has called them to as men. The elders are loving and care about the people and show their love in many ways.
Thanks, Tim. Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays, building strong families, a close community, and a generational reformation. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Changing lives to change the world. Team Pact is a Christian organization that displays another side of state government. With four-day classes held in 40 state capitals across the nation, Team Pact gives students one-third of a Carnegie unit of government in an interactive and fun environment.
Team Pact not only taught government in an interesting way, but it showed me that I can make a difference.
For information on the Team Pact state class nearest you, visit TEENPACT.com.